What's up, guys?
What's up?
Guys? How we doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good, yeah. Good, good.
Mike's been looking for his phone for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. I mean, I always have superstar syndrome. I can never be here by call time, but we're here on time.
How you guys doing? What's up, Mike?
Just chilling, man. Finished up the class for the day. A little rainy day in San Diego, but I mean, there's a lot we haven't covered and a lot we haven't talked about, so I'm ready to just get in with looking like 5 days or 4 days out now to the regular season, which is...
Five days, five rings for... You know what you get with five fingers, Mike. Oh. You know what you get? Five across the face. Timmy, what's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. Everything's good. Today's been okay, I guess. Just been really slow, I guess.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm doing great because we're back.
We're back. Got to spend some time with Timmy at the game. We like sit right next to each other now.
Pretty much.
If Mike ever comes down here again.
Man. I mean, I'm sort of isolated out here. I'm just going to be catching, I think it's San Diego Waves or whatever Alex Morgan's team is out here.
And you got Loyal too. Yeah.
CLD and LD. Alex Morgan.
Good, good, good. Cool. We'll see if our comments are up and running based on whether or not Chris yells at us in the next few minutes here. So that's good. Sorry about that. If you were trying to interact last time, our home base kind of got wrecked while we were away. So hopefully we can get it up and running for the season, but this is it. We had the season two kickoff 2 weeks ago. We've had all of preseason. And now we're here getting ready to do our weekly thing. So just to recap, I think the Galaxy ended up 4-1-2. They won four games. They tied one game against Seattle and they lost 2-1 to DC. No. Sorry, we lost once. We tied twice, we lost once. We tied against DC and Seattle and we only lost against, I don't know who we lost
Vancouver.
Mikey, does Vancouver have our number still?
Dude, I mean, you can even go back to last season's show, and it's funny because now we can talk about our show and seasons and be referring to the Galaxy, but last season for the Los Angeles Galaxy, I mean, I feel like we were never able to get the job done, regardless of how they were playing. I'd say Vancouver could lose 10 straight, and they could come to the digs and walk out with 83 points. So, I mean, it is a preseason result. I'm not frustrated by it yet, but I feel like there's expectations, man. And even in preseason, no matter who's out there, they should be getting the job done against Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the understanding is that Vancouver played like their god striker White, Brian White or whatever his name is. He's like MLS god tier guy who's looking for a breakout season, I guess. And we didn't they like managed minutes because they were trying to play real hard against DC. You know, I think we talked about maybe we talked right before the Revs. They handled the Revs, you know, they handled the lower league team we played. They played well against Seattle. You know, none of this shit matters. We lose to Vancouver, tie against DC. But what I am concerned about is the way that they played against DC. It looked super disjointed. They body slammed Sega. No one did anything. Mike, I don't know if you saw that. Like, Sega got... I thought his shoulder was, like...
Dislocated.
Dislocated. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But the game was kind of a mess. Timmy, I was listening to you being frustrated back there. What was going through your mind?
Dude, it's just I just don't want Sega to be a starter. That's like my main thing. It is just he just looks so lost at that defensive line. It doesn't matter if he's with Williams or Depew or with Neal. From what I realize, it's just he's just a liability back there, man. He has no control of the ball. He is a liability on set pieces as well, which is a big like red flag for me.
Yeah.
We need to be better at
I have a question for Timmy. Since we see so much negative in Sega, and we can double back to players that I didn't like last season and names don't need to be said, what positives do you think Sega could bring? Because there is a whole lot of downside, but why do you think that LA Galaxy is keeping him on the roster?
Mikey's on this like positivity train right now. Yeah,
We switched places today. I mean, it's kind of hard, but like, I don't see any positive. I don't know if it's just recency bias, but I don't see any. I mean, Greg Vanney says he has good ball control. I mean, yeah, I guess, but like from the recent preseason games, he hasn't shown any like great ball control. So it's kind of hard for me to give him a positive as of right now.
Yeah, it's hard to see the light. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there is a reason why we're keeping him on payroll, but knowing us, we have a very hard time giving people the contracts they deserve. So I mean, I hope we can bring it back with Sega, and I hope this is just a little refresher for him, but we're gonna need everyone's availability.
Yeah. Timmy, how do you feel about them Zavaleta reinforcements coming in? He was spotted in training after Manny said that wasn't going to be a thing. What do you think about that? Would you take him now, knowing that Sega got slammed and Williams is likely not ready to go? We haven't seen him all preseason.
I know.
What do you think?
Oh, man, we're like, it's such a tough spot for us to be in, but I mean, I don't see why not at this point. There's a lot of negatives, and specifically an announcement from a certain guy we don't see in the Discord a lot this week in MLS. He was like, by any means, you guys should hope the Galaxy do not get Eric Zavaleta. But I mean, is he better than Sega? I mean, why not try it out, I guess? At this point, I'm just like, why not? I mean, there's a lot of negatives on him as well, but are there as many negatives with him as it is with Sega? I mean, we could only one way to find out, right? We got to try him out.
Center back roulette. It looks like it's going to be Depew, though. I mean,
A lot of shade.
Yes. Mike, what do you think about that? But, you know, like, who's number one today, Timmy? I saw in your story on Instagram, you know, like, the Galaxy is marketing Depew now is like,
He's our guy now.
You know, Mike, what do you think about that?
I mean, I've had no problems with Depew, and there are many moments last season where I was thinking, man, why isn't he getting the start? Why do we keep deploying Williams and Sega before Williams went rogue and the Timbers issue happened? I feel like that sort of stunted his progress last season. But I'm at this point where it's like, if he's going to be our next Omar, and I don't want to make that comparison there, but it looks like that's what they're doing in terms of marketing. It looks like he's going to be one of our cornerstone guys. So as long as we can have some seniority back there, someone with consistent minutes, please market them as our guy, because you can do no wrong with getting behind a player who's given you no reason to not support him, right?
Yeah. Do you think that's a benefit to the player? Like, it's known that Daniel Sterez now and Romney and these guys, they're like, oh, fuck this. Like, we're not playing, you know, and they get kind of over it and they leave on these deals or lack of deal or whatever. Do you think it affects the player's performance? If you're like on a bubble guy, like Depew is, and the team comes out and they throw their weight behind you, you think that has an impact on the field?
That's a big kick in the ass, man. I mean, it's like that you're putting yourself in a position where the team, one, is not only able to market you, but if they're doing that, there's the intention that, hey, you're going to be here for a while and you may have a shot at the armband. You didn't see photos around the stadium, as much as I love him. You didn't see pictures of Boateng around the stadium when he was around there. And you had these guys that were great in their own respect, but never got their support or full backing from the team. So, I mean, and you can see this in other sports as well. I mean, when you are the poster boy and you are the name that you see week in and week out on the team sheet, it's got to be a boost, man. I mean, nothing's better than knowing that everyone in that stadium is there to back you, even at your worst. So now that he has a little bit of nudge and a little bit of kick from us, I mean, it can't go wrong.
Yeah. So we on that note, let's talk about poster people for a reason. Oh, I forgot my banner. There we go. Production quality. Timmy and I sit is generally behind the Galaxy bench, and Raul, the kit guy, was going down the line handing down pennies to the for people to warm up, right? Kind of like 10 minutes into the game, and he kind of does one of these like hands one to Douglas Costa, who was sitting on the bench. And Douglas Costa, he kind of like looked, he's like, the fuck, you know, and he took it. And I was thinking like, oh no, is this motherfucker, did he just say like, no, I'm not gonna warm up or play today, you know? And then it kind of comes out he doesn't have his visa or everything in order yet. But for a cool minute, I was worried. I was like, oh my god, is he being I like turned around to Timmy and I was like, dude, he didn't put the fucking penny on, you know? And I was like, oh, here we go. But it turns out to be that is not the case. Mike, now that we've been up and down and back and around, and Coast is here and he's not here and he is, and now he's the guy, is he a DP? Is he not a DP? Do you think that Costa is here and up for being the poster guy of an MLS team?
I think he's down to challenge for it. I mean, if I'm in that Galaxy locker room, or if I'm around the guys, being very aware of the intentions and the expectations that are, you know, that come with this season, I feel uncomfortable for Chicha. Like, if I'm Chicha, I'm scared, because you have a name that's just equally as big as yours, just in a different part of the world.
Yeah.
And arguably a more influential part of the world when it comes to soccer, because really everything comes out of South America. So you have to think that Coast is here not only one to, you know, rejuvenate his career, but I feel like this is a big opportunity for him to be the poster boy. He really never was in Europe. He was always second fiddle to the Lewandowskis,
it's interesting,
the Ronaldos. And I think him and Chicha will be fighting for that spot. But those are going to be our jersey sellers, man. Those are faces of franchises. And if he can get started early and get the ball rolling, by all means, dude. I think he embodies LA very well.
Okay. Hey, Timmy. Speaking of getting the ball rolling, it looks like our boy KC9 is starting the preseason with the ball bounced in his favor, let's say, to make a pun. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing out of Kevin these days?
He's finally putting the ball in the back of the net, which is what we've always wanted him to do. He's always had that potential of getting himself into dangerous spots. It was just the finishing, which was the most questioning part. He looks a lot more physical. He's getting more physical.
He looks a little buffer.
He looks a lot better than he did last season, for sure, definitely. And if he keeps it up, like how he is right now, I could just see him going like straight up from here. He could possibly be our next big guy if he keeps this up. I think so.
Okay, putting the expectation on Cabral to deliver there. Mike, you want to weigh in on Cabral?
Yeah, man, it feels like we have these days at the Galaxy a surplus of attackers and a lot of mediocre surplus attackers. And I don't want Kevin to roll over and feel like, you know, maybe this season isn't going to be the best for him with the form that he showcased last season. But I mean, from what Vanny said, he's not a wet noodle anymore. It looks like he's had his fair share in LA, and he really got thrown around the pitch last year. So hopefully he's taking that into consideration, and hopefully he can make his name a mainstay, because he struggled with that last year. I mean, every attacker that wasn't Chicharito, it felt like last year, struggled to be a mainstay, and my heart goes out to Dejan. And now they're all here. My heart goes out to Dejan because I think he is probably the most talented forward on our roster at the moment. But I don't know, man. I'm excited for Cabral. I love him. He's my boy.
You think they're sleeping on Dejan?
I think they're 110% sleeping on Dejan.
Absolutely.
Technically, I think from a straight talent standpoint, I think Cabral is our most talented attacker. But I feel like where we're at with the Galaxy needs right now, and that is being clinical, I think Dejan offers that 10 times of Chicharito. Because not only can he get in the 16, he can find his way around.
The tying goal came out. He was going to score that goal. He was in on that if you saw the game. And Hamid comes out and takes him out, but he manages to poke the ball away, and Chicha slots it. So if it's going to be the one-two punch. What was crazy to me, what I noticed tactically, I was like, what the fuck formation are they playing? Because at the end of the game, they had Chicha on, they had Dejan on, and they had Cabral in. And I don't know if they went to a 4-4-2. I think they did. I don't know if they said, fuck it, Jovalić play Cam. I don't know, but it worked because DC did not, at the end of that game, they did not know what to do with those attackers. They were just getting through the middle of the field again. Like, honestly, Ryan and Delgado, they played like ass that game. But you know, it means nothing. They're swapping in and out, and first team lineup, second team lineup. You know, like we'll see on Sunday when we play the reigning MLS Cup defenders, New York City FC, with their 5-hour energy kit. I don't know if you all have seen that. But that is pretty nasty.
That was gross.
Okay, go ahead. Before we go on,
I want to talk about a tactical change that I would love to see the Galaxy employ. I would love to see us adapt some sort of adaptation of a 4-1-2-1-2, where you play with the one DM, Cam, and the two forwards. It would allow room for players like Efra that don't see too many minutes to get time on the wing. It allows to incorporate Grandeur and Costa and Jovalić and Chicha.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a shame to push Grandeur to the bench, right, if that's going to happen. But
I mean, it's the way it's looking right now. Time will tell.
Yeah, I was in a corner Galaxy today, and they were like, you know, Chicha's not going to play ever start every game. Like, no. They can't. They'll kill him. Costa's not going to start every game, you know? So it's interesting to see a little bit of a...
It's a committee.
Little thing. Yeah, it's a committee. Yeah. A little shout to Efra. He did start in the cam role, so that's interesting. I wonder if they'll play him more centrally this year, which... The comments are off. I didn't mean to have the comments off. I don't know. I have to fix that. Sorry.
I saw someone commenting, but like I didn't see it on the comment thing.
Oh, we'll have to keep YouTube open here. But Mike, I'm going to ask you, put on the sexy music. Okay. Put on the serious music. You know, actually, you know, I'm going to do that right now. Watch. You want to see something? You want to see the new thing I have for you? This track is called Daydreaming from the stock StreamYard lineup. Here we go, Mike. Tell me what your hopes and dreams are for this Galaxy season.
My hopes and dreams and aspirations as a passionate and also mainly pessimistic Galaxy fan, it goes into last year. It feels like I'm about to hop on a track right now. I feel like playoffs is the expectation, and playoffs is what we should expect as fans. I'm going to go into it like I did last year, where I said we're not going to be one of the teams that gets in and is guaranteed. Everyone that wants a home game at the Digs, would it be beautiful? Would it be poetic finally return to where we were at? Also, yes. But with that being said, I think we're going to be in the same position as last year and fighting for a last spot. And if we don't get it in, we'll be right below the line like last year.
Okay, well, save it, because we're new predictions. So we'll tease that. Sammy, what are your hopes and dreams?
That we fucking make playoffs this year. Gosh. We were literally so close last year, and that just one unfortunate thing just really booted us out. And it's unfortunate. I was really upset. But that's my one and only goal. Just please, just finish over the line, please.
What playoffs are your hopes and aspirations, count?
My hopes and dreams? I just want to be good.
Yeah, man.
You know, honestly, if I could wish for anything, I would like to regain a little bit of that clout where people come in and they're like, they know they're not going to just strip 3 points from you, you know, and take it and run. I would love that. I would love to recapture that feeling of, let's call it dominance, you know, like, you know, that doesn't mean win everything. The 2011 Galaxy did not win every game, right? That's fine. You're going to drop games. But I would like a little bit of the striking fear in again.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Okay. So with that, I'll turn off the sexy music. It is like a track. Beautiful. I'm like, I find myself speaking to a rhythm.
Yeah.
How do I turn this shit off?
No. We're going to have backtrack the entire episode. Okay. There we go.
Okay, cool. That would be good. Okay, so let's do predictions. Let's do the first round. We will do spot. Where do you think the Galaxy finish? Mike, you take us off.
Go for it, Timmy. Go for it, brother.
Want me to go?
Yeah.
I say we finish sixth place. I say we barely, like...
Why?
Barely make playoffs. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have a great great attacking unit from on paper. We look good, but our defensive issues still will continue to be it will still punish us throughout the season. I feel like if we don't make any improvements, I would say sixth. I think our goal differential will be positive. That's what I'll predict. It'll finally be positive, but with our back line still having its issues, I just don't see us going above fifth place yet.
Yeah, and Greg was saying we got scored on twice by DC on the set piece or whatever because fucking we didn't practice it that week and blah, 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 whatever.
No,
I didn't do that
for a second.
But okay, Mikey, where are we?
I think the Los Angeles Galaxy, like I was about to get into. I think the mighty LA Galaxy. I think we squeak in at seven.
You think you squeak in at seven?
For the same reason as it was last year, right? It's Greg's rebuild year, man. We're going to get some new faces. And just like last year, we have probably more new faces this year.
No way. We had 17 new players last year.
Okay. But we also have 17 new players, and we probably saw 5 of them get on the field.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We had major departures, and we have guys like Marky Delgado.
That's true.
We guys have like Costa and Jovlich, who didn't play last year. I'm counting him as a new player. He might as well have been injured.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a matter of time to see if these guys can gel, and I would really like to see these guys sort of come together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and get 3 points every time we go play. But I don't think that'll be the case, and I think our lingering struggles will continue on this year, and it's going to be one of those things where we're just going to have to play it and straighten it out as the year goes on.
Okay.
And you?
Yeah, damn. So Chris is like, messaging us, but I can't see it. I don't know why that is. Man, no, that's the stock one. Damn. Okay, I'll have to figure that out. I think, you want to know what I think? I think we're going to finish fourth place.
Wow, that's ambitious. That's really ambitious.
Timmy said no.
You know, dude, why? Timmy's not even in your corner anymore. Welcome, you know, to the, welcome to the dark side.
You know why? Yeah, I think fourth place because in his second year in Toronto, Greg took them to the MLS Cup final. I'm not saying we're gonna get there, but
like, there's no way we don't get in this year, right?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be. Chris said, I'm not gonna say this. I'm gonna show you on my phone what Chris said. Okay,
is Chris mad he's not getting his G30 check anymore?
Oh, it can't. It says, "Tell Timmy that he has a dirty upper lip."
I
like it, Timmy. And you know what? My wife said she liked it as well. So
really,
for what it is, she said, "I like Timmy's mustache."
Wagwan, Timmy, Wagwan. That's
fourth place. Okay, so let's do this. I'm gonna write this shit down real quick because I don't have to go dig through it later. So I said, oh, come on. Where's my notepad?
Timmy, you got it? Sixth. I said seventh, and you're saying fourth.
Fourth. Okay, sweet. Cool. Mikey, who is going to be the boot player?
The boot player?
The boom player, not the boot. I was thinking golden boot. We'll get to that. The boom player.
Oh, man, and I'm going to ride by him. I do these fringe things, or I did it last year, and I'm going to do it again this year. It's going to be Kevin Cabral, man. It's going to be Kevin. I have a feeling that this year is going to be his year, and I'm going to ride with trends on this one like we always do because we're Cabral Defense League, the CDL. I think that Kevin's going to have a great year, and he's going to flourish. I feel like you can't have bags of talent like that and not have it show up with at least a few games under your belt this year. Okay. So, yeah, okay. I'm going to go Kevin.
Okay, Timmy, who's your boom player?
Hold up. Let me fix this really quick.
Oh, I like it. Timmy holding up the fresh, crispy City of Dreams kit with the 99, Mr. Dejan
Javon. I had to. I was like, it might seem try hard, but I have to go get it, especially with my boy.
I think it's great. And you'll see the longer, like the older you get, like people, you'll show up with that 5 years, 10 years from now. People be like, oh, shit, that guy knows shit. Because, like, you know, like Dejan ended up however he ended up.
Yes, man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, like Dejan, if he gets his playing time, I think he's going to be my boom player for this year for sure. I mean, the first time we went to go see him play New England, he came on the second half, immediate impact. I mean, I know it's just a preseason game, but like you can see his vision. He has I'm going to say it again. His passing is just so underrated. The vision that he has as a striker is just absolutely insane. And his finishing ability is insane. He's a killer. We've all said it before. But yeah, that's my boom player.
Okay. I'm going to say Chicha.
Again?
I'm going to say Chicha again.
Did you say Chicha last year?
No, I said Legette last year. I think. And now he's not here. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a Legette too, man.
That sucks.
I'm going to say Chicha because I think he was on the cusp of it. I'm going to tell you what I think about Chicharito.
Talk to him.
And this is somebody who 10 years ago, man, never in my life would I have thought I would be saying this. my unborn child has a Chicharito onesie.
That's crazy.
I think that Chicharito has taken a lot of shit. You see it? He says the shit. He's like, man, people are out here saying I don't have kids anymore. Like, I'm a bad husband. I'm a shitty soccer player. My body, whatever. And you see what he's done. You see what he was about to do last year. He almost won the Golden Boot. And played like half as many games as the winner did. You know, I think that Mexico is fucking him because they have that beef. I think that Tata is like mad disrespect to him. I think this dude is poised. And you know what? Like last year, he's like, I'm training. This year, he's not saying shit. I think he's going to come out and he's going to say he's going to shit on everybody and like not get hurt. Knock, knock, knock on wood.
Yes.
And really take it to him and move to that God tier. And you know what? Maybe next year he's like, peace. Bye, guys. You know, and I'd be cool with that. But that's why.
You know what, man? I think in terms of Cheech, I feel like we are very confused when it comes to Chicharito when he was playing. I mean, like he was in the Golden Boot race for a minute, right? Am I not mistaken with that?
No, he was.
He was.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like 1-2 the whole season.
Yeah. And I mean, like, with him, you know, having his nagging injuries and his trials and tribulations that he went through last year, I like that he's taking the quiet approach and he's taking the working approach, which not a lot of guys in our locker room tend to do. But I mean, that comes to the territory. We are Los Angeles and you do come here to be seen. But I feel like Cheech has made it a point of emphasis to isolate himself and really work on what he built upon last year's foundation. So I wouldn't be upset with that either.
Yeah, I think it's coming. Okay,
a healthy Chicharito is good for the Galaxy.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, he's a very likable guy and all that stuff. It'd be a good, like, redemption. And, like, if he could just, like, sail off on that, and, like, maybe we have a DP
right
spot next
year.
Right
off into the sunset.
Like, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. All right. The comments are up and running. We'll get some feedback. People are demanding money from us now.
Chris is just mad he's not getting his G30 check. We need to get him back
he's
on.
A big baby.
No. Hey, so who are the bust players now? Mikey, your bust player.
Bust player just for the role that he needs to fill. With the lack of Jonah, I'm gonna say Marky Delgado. I think he comes in and just does the exact same thing as Jonah. So
Mark
I don't know.
Delgado. He's coming in with a lot.
I was thinking of that one too.
He's coming with a lot of expectation. He took the 8, like he's like, that's my number. You know, like
yeah. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to go with Mark. I think he is great for what he offers, but I think he is a Rodeo and designer version of Jonah. Just and that's not saying much because Jonah isn't fantastic by any means. So,
okay. You said Delgado. Damn, that's bad. We need Delgado too. He does press like a motherfucker.
He does.
Timmy, who's your bust player?
My bust? I'm going to say Seka Coulibaly.
Okay.
If he is our starter, I am definitely going to say Seka Coulibaly. I mean, I know preseason is preseason, but man, like, not even – would you argue that Siani would even make those kind of mistakes, or was it, like, on that certain level? I don't know, man. He has a lot – I would like, at first, I was like, no, I'm not going to get ahead of myself and say Siani.
You're
like,
doing the Usher thing. You're doing the Usher thing. You're saying Siani part two.
Yes, I'm definitely saying Siani part two. That dude is just slipping and sliding in the box, man. It's just, it's getting ridiculous. It's getting real ridiculous.
Getting real ridiculous.
I'm going to say, and this might stir some controversy, I'm going to say Derek Williams.
Oh, shit.
I thought about it all day today. I thought about it all day today. Dude, I remember, I was thinking, I'm like, man, has this dude been healthy? Like, what the fuck? And I was remembering, like, the Andy Polo thing, and, like, now that's controversial. The scandal up in Portland with Andy Polo and the domestic abuse, you know, and he didn't come back from that. I was like, why is he not healthy? And I remember when he came, where did he come from? He came from like
Blackburn.
Oh. So he came, the Blackburn people were like, he's a good one, but he's injured all the time. I remember hearing that. So I don't want it to be true, but I'm going to say Williams, unfortunately. And I don't know what that means about our center back pairing, but it is what it is. C-San in the chat says bust Costa. I would love to know why, but he's going for the number 10. And I don't know if he's trolling or if he's being real, but I don't know.
I think that's fair. You could argue for a lot of the starting 11, you could say bust because the majority of them are new, but I mean, I don't know, but Costa, that's a big gamble, I will say,
I don't know about new. I would say unproven.
Yeah. Like
Ryan's
unproven. That's a better word for it, like unproven.
Low expectations. I agree. I love how all of us.
Y'all are some old heads.
We've all kind of just accepted Costa and kept on walking because, like, what can you do? You know, whatever. I've come around. I hope, obviously you hope he does well, like whatever. If you start, I think you're right, Sammy. You've said he's about to burn. He's going to put these like MLS defenders on ice skates, but I worry about the motivation, dude.
That is also true.
But
whatever. I don't.
I just hope it's not Gio 2.0. Like this dude he's world class. Like no argument needed. He has won the Champions League. He has played with top players in Europe. The only argument I would say is he motivated to want to play here? And so far, I don't know. because we don't really know his visa situation. We don't even know if he's playing on Sunday.
I got so scared when he didn't take the penny, man. I was like, oh no. I had like trauma from like
me too. I was like, looking at the game and you're looking at the bench and I'm like, oh shoot.
Man, I love this. I feel like Timmy's entering his like end of Anakin, beginning of Darth Vader era. Yeah, and that's loving it, dog.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I love skeptical Timmy, dude. This is fantastic.
So we did. Timmy said he's good, strong runner, but low expectations. Yeah, I think, we said this shit last year. We're like, let's temper our expectations. Okay, so I'm gonna come to that, to Mike's corner. I'm gonna write something down. I was gonna ask something, but we'll transition that a little bit later. Okay, so we have boom player, bust player. All of us said we're making the playoffs, but just barely. Well, I said fourth place, but y'all said barely.
Barely.
Are we missing any predictions?
I mean,
most improved. I mean, we already said that technically. No, that's our boom player. Most improved.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that all sort of falls under that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm ready to.
But yeah, we could say defender of the year, but like we already know.
Yeah, which one of the top bins? Which one of the top bins you want?
Okay, so let's move to NYCFC. Mm. And dang, it's 30 minutes already. See, like we stay away for a long time, and now we're G40.
I know.
We got to do this more often. Okay, so New York's coming in. People have made a lot of good points about like them being focused on Champions League. I think they play tomorrow. They're in CONCACAF Champions League, whatever. It might be a way for us to like just steal some points and start strong. Listen, I think that New York is a great team. I think they deserve to win last year. Their dude won the Golden Boot. I forget his name right now. They're a good team, but this is a situation in where we didn't play East Coast teams last year. Like we ran over New England. We played very well. Like we held our own, I guess you could say, generously against DC. What do you make of this New York game? They could be distracted, championship hangover, all of that shit. Let's get some predictions on 5-0. 5-0 who, Chris? 5-0
who? Saying the Galaxy. Them.
Yeah. Them. Mikey, what do you think of this? Can I get a score prediction?
Yeah, and, we can do
what you think.
Yeah, we can do a score prediction. I mean, when we look at the NYCFC roster, you have a Golden Boot, and you had a team that on all, from the attacking standpoint, at least you had a team that was firing on all cylinders and running like a well-oiled engine. That being said, I don't think the Galaxy has enough attacking prowess going forward into the final third. It's going to see all of the gambles that we've taken this offseason. We're going to see if they pay off. Hopefully, I don't think Costa will see any time. I think that's fair to say. Okay. But I think that maybe we can walk in and salvage a point from this. I'm going to say 2-2, and the scores will be Kevin Cabral and Ryan.
Nice. Cabral and Ryan.
2-2.
I think that's fair. Timmy?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get this off my chest before I say the score prediction. People in the Discord fucking drive me insane, man. People are already saying like, oh, we're gonna lose this and that, and I still have that light side of me that's saying like, yes, I want them to win, yes, but it's just like, it's so hard to argue against them. So all I did was that I got the LeBron James gif where he's holding the suitcase. No, he's in the press conference, he's getting up and he's getting his suitcase and he's leaving the press conference. That's literally how I felt. I'm like, dude, like I can't be asked anymore. So I'm gonna be as non-biased as possible with my score prediction. I honestly think we could get a win.
Why, Timmy? Why do you think we can get that win? Why do you think we can get after it?
I mean, I think we do have the attacking ability, or it could also be a high-scoring game too as well. If we start Sega, I mean, it's just, it depends on who we play in the back line. But I think we get a 2-1 victory out of this. I just feel like if 2-1. Costa plays, if somehow, some way Costa plays, and I think we grind it out and get like a 2-1 win. It's going to be like a late equalizer goal though. Like we're gonna be tied for like a good majority of the game, and then last minute we're gonna get like a not a screamer, but like a, oh my god, like I can't believe we pulled it off. I think that's gonna be like one of those games.
Okay, so you said 2-1 win Galaxy. Mm-hmm. With a late winner, who were your goal scorers?
The first one is going to be Mr. KC9, Kevin Cabral.
Okay.
And the last minute winner, I just have a strong feeling, is going to be Chicharito 14.
Okay.
The little P. He's going to save us again.
Okay. Damn, that Miami game last year, I was like losing my fucking mind.
Dude.
When he like went off.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it, but like I saw the highlights and oh my God, if I would have been watching it live, I probably would have cried. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That's just an emotional ass game, man.
So in the chat, Chris says we win 3-1. Chicha, Kevin, Costa goal. Costa will see some time. Yeah, I was seeing today that people thought like his visa might process in this week or whatever. He's probably not going to play the whole game, but maybe he has a screamer at the end. So Chris says 3-1 Chicha, Kevin, Costa. I'm going to go with Mikey. I'm doing the thing again. I want to go with my heart, but
don't do it, man. I mean, Timmy joined the dark side, man. He's skeptical now. So now we have two pessimistic Galaxy fans, which we should be because we kind of suck.
I think I'm with Timmy. I'm going to say 2-1. 2-1 win.
Chris said he's been training.
And let me tell you why. Oh, yeah. He's been training. Hey, what's up, man? I think it's going to be 2-1, and I'll tell you why. I think because New York has to play in the middle of the week, and they're not used to all of that travel. And I don't know if they're here or away. If they're away, even better for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they've been traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Chicha. For one, and I'm gonna say Costa for the other. What are you? You have like a banner,
dude,
going right?
It's saying? The common room, man. We got guys out here. We got the whole
What's up,
gang
guys?
In here.
What's up, guys? So Chichan Costa 2-1. We'll leave that there. I'm gonna do this again. Let's see. Mike's corner. I'm gonna give you the Stephen A. music. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Oh, shit. It's getting serious.
Mike.
Let me know, brother. What's going on?
Tell me about Galaxy Twitter and the jersey.
Galaxy Twitter, it sucks. The jersey is awesome. I feel like everyone that's hating on the jersey has something to be upset about, and maybe look into yourself a little bit. If you don't like that jersey, you're a hater. The best argument I've seen on Twitter this whole week, or those whole 2 weeks of the jersey rollout, it's just a white shirt. Yeah, let me know when the Galaxy haven't had a white shirt.
The music makes it so much better.
It makes it great. Because you know what? For as long as I've been alive or been watching the Galaxy, because I was born in 01. I'm old. I'm not that old yet. Mm-hmm. As long as I've been aware of the Galaxy, they've been white, blue, and gold. When has the jersey never not been a white shirt?
Exactly.
And you know
they're,
what?
All they're mad about the sash, though. They're mad about the sash.
They're mad about the sash, yeah. Take the sash. It's gone, because now we have Quasars. For each Quasar on the jerseys, how many championships Quasars we should have. Mm-hmm. Because we're a championship city in Los Angeles. And you know what? You old heads that go out and wear your green and yellow Galaxy jersey, leave that shit in the past, because it's a white jersey.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stop being upset. And you know what? For everyone that's hating, they're going to go out and buy the jersey and they're going to hate it.
That's why I stopped talking. Because after a day.
Because you're going to buy it.
Yeah. After the day of looking at. Well, one, I always liked it. I just was. Like C-San just said and Timmy has said it. The Cuban bling.
It's a Cuban link.
Yeah, the Cuban
I was
link.
Like, I was like, oh, it's a little busy. And by the end of the day, I was like, nah.
This is awesome.
It's great.
It's beautiful.
That's boy. My take. I love that. Wow, the music really ramped that up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to upload some custom music here to do that. Wow. Okay. Right. Final thoughts, Timmy.
Dude, I literally went to war with some DC United kids on Twitter over the jersey. Like, that's – dude, that day the jersey dropped, like, I was like, dude, I got time today. Like, I'll battle with everyone about this jersey, bro. Like, I didn't care. I had time that day. So I went to war with DC United kids, LAFC fans. It was a crazy ass day, but at the end of the day, I still caught the jersey. This shit's fire.
Okay. Oh, Mikey.
Yeah, let's do it. Final thoughts. I love the Los Angeles Galaxy home strip, and I love our community jersey. We have the best jerseys in the game. They are classic. When you see the white, blue, and gold, you think Los Angeles. And hopefully we can bring more gold than silver this year and bring home a championship.
Oh, my! You're fucking professional. Get out of here.
Let's go.
He learned that in communication.
Well, let me get the badge
class.
In Corsairs, baby.
I have no final thoughts. He said croissant, like croissant. Oh my god. You guys are gonna kill me. All right. Timmy, where can they find you?
They can find me at my ad on Twitter right here. It says on the bottom right left corner, I believe. Bottom left. You can find me on my Instagram at SpicyTaco18, and I'm gonna let Mikey hit him up with our other socials. Hey,
Mikey, you got a Mike Acevo in the chat saying, "What's up, Michael, my guy?" You know who that is?
Yo, what yeah, up? That's awesome. Nice. Hey, what's up, buddy?
All right.
That being said, thanks for listening to another episode of the G30 podcast. If you guys want to come check us out on our socials, we're everywhere you can stream podcasts and social media at the G30 podcast. That is the G30 podcast. And if you'd like to come check me out on my social and Twitter, you can do so right there on the bottom of the screen. And that is CFC Michael. And that'll be it for me today, boys.
Dope. And I am Count Chalk 786. We'll see you next week. It's game week, week 1. Peace.
Later.